بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday the first para was recited and the first quarter of the second para. Today the remaining half of the third para will be recited inshallah. That will bring us to the completion of Surah Fatiha, obviously Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran will commence today inshallah. In one verse in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That O you who believe, means of exercising through salah, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who exercise patience, with the sabirin. Ulama explain that sabr, patience, in terms of sharia, in terms of deen, constitutes three things. First is showing total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the commands and ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the second constituent person completely refrains from such things that are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is that when a person, he composes himself and he exercises patience when some adverse condition befalls him, and then he is pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not complain about the adversity. And this is the third constituent of sabr. Ulama explained that that person who adopts all three forms of sabr, then he becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this ayat we understand that a person, when he wants to secure the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us, then do it through perseverance and patience, and also through salah. Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu explains one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that for a mu'min, every condition is good. For a mu'min, the mafhum of the hadith is, for a mu'min, when he is in a situation of prosperity, of happiness, then this is good for him. He makes shukr, and he shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is good for him. And on the other hand, if he is in a situation of adversity, in a situation of some problem, then he exercises patience and sabr, and this is also good for him. And this, as the Hadith Sharif explains, this is only possible for a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made deen so beautiful for us that when a person is in a condition where his things are found the way he wants, things are good for him, then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shows gratitude and he shows his gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a means of increasing him in his favors. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tests a banda, when he tests a person, and that person exercises patience, we must remember that tests don't only come on people as a trial. Tests do come on people because of the condition of the amal. But that is not the only reason why tests come on people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people at times when the amal are not in conformity to the will and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some adversity and some pareshani and difficulty on. But that's not the only time when difficulties come on a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person also many a times to see his response, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw him closer. When the banda responds in the correct manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws him closer. For amongst those that were tested, the Anbiya alayhi salam were tested the most. They were tested in the greatest manner. And this obviously was not because it was a trial, because of some action of theirs. No, this was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to draw them closer. Sometimes a banda cannot reach that position which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for him in the akhirat, in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some affliction and some problem upon him, some difficulty upon him. And when he responds in the correct manner, when he exercises patience and he makes sabr upon that, and he is happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him up to that position which he would have not been able to acquire and reach through his amal. In one other ayat, just after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. On the similar lines, on the similar topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this dunya, this world is a place of test. You are definitely going to be tested. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested you here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you here into this dunya to see how you are going to respond to the test. how you are going to respond to the trials that are going to come upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you already up front, you will be tested in your wealth, you will be tested in your families, you will be tested in your crops, etc. You will be tested in all these ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see how you respond. That person who responds by showing his total happiness to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has scored tremendously in the akhirat. Those that respond by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we belong and to Him shall we return. What does this mean? We have come from Allah. To Allah we are going to go. Everything Allah has given us, He is our master, He is our creator, He is our sustainer. Everything that He has given us, it is totally His decision, His choice. He can take it away whenever He wishes. So we are happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this quality of being able to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. Allah give us tawfiq.